Congressman Emanuel, you are a tough leader of Congress. Will you cut off the funding for the vice president's office if he continues to deny that he's a member of the executive branch?
Now, Chris, I mean, you said it in your introduction. He is acting like he's unaccountable to anybody. Here he is, and he's taking an unbelievable step, saying he's not a member of the executive branch. He's a member of the legislative branch. Therefore, he doesn't have to provide information, national intelligence information, national security information. So I said, if that's your logic, then we should be funding you through the executive branch. And either Wednesday or Thursday, my amendment will be on the floor because the funding for the executive branch is on the floor. I'll strike the money for the vice president's office. He can live off the Senate presidency budget that funds him up here. And that's fine. But if he's going to be funded in the executive branch, he complies with the rules that apply to everybody. He is not above the rules of the executive branch.
Can you carry that amendment, Congressman? Can you carry that amendment on the subcommittee appropriation? Can you do it?
Well, I feel pretty strong right now, based on everything I've heard from my colleagues, that they think this is unconscionable, his actions, that he is unaccountable. I mean, do you understand? Does that mean that the ethics law of the Senate applied to him, not the ethics law of the executive branch? Nobody believes what he's trying to claim in the legal argument he's presented. If he believes it, so he doesn't have to answer those questions. If he truly believes he's a member of the legislative branch, therefore we won't fund the executive branch office.
Do you know, Congressman, how much money is spent by the taxpayer to give this guy a huge operations staff, a huge policy staff? He's got travel over the world. Do you know how big a budget he has now?
He also has a residence. He has an entire operation that supports him as vice president. And then he also has, as you said, the travel. I mean, it's in the millions of dollars. And it's not in my interest, because having worked in the executive branch, he is a legitimate member of the executive branch. I want him to comply with the laws that apply to the executive branch. He came up, and his lawyers came up with this cockamamie argument that he's a legislator of the legislative branch, therefore doesn't have to answer the questions or provide the material. So if that's the argument, and they really truly believe that, not just as a legal position, but that's what they believe, therefore we shouldn't fund him through the executive branch. I'm willing to live by the word and the legal argument he's made. I don't believe they believe it. What they're trying to do is avoid accountability. And this is the one place where Congress appropriates the money. I'm going to hold them accountable. And I think my Democratic colleagues and Republicans will.